This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
With tomorrow being Easter, I thought today would be the perfect time to talk about eggs. On Monday, the American Egg Board will continue its nearly four decades of support of the White House Easter egg roll with the 39th commemorative egg presentation to the First Lady, Michelle Obama, on behalf of America's egg farmers. The event will feature live music, cooking stations, storytelling, Easter egg rolling, and the first ever White House fun run. Chris Pierce, who's a member of the American Egg Board, has more details about the celebration.
The American Egg Board is proud to have represented America's egg farmers in this time-honored tradition since 1978, presenting these one-of-a-kind commemorative eggs to six different first ladies, including Nancy Reagan and Hillary Clinton. The commemorative eggs are created by artists from across the nation and usually take 12 weeks to create.
According to the American Egg Board, American presidents and their families have celebrated Easter Monday by hosting an egg roll party for over a century. Some historians note that First Lady Dolly Madison originally suggested the idea of a public egg roll, while others tell stories of informal egg rolling parties at the White House dating back to President Lincoln's administration. Today, more than 35,000 people participate in the fun activities.
America's egg farmers have donated approximately 15,000 hard-boiled eggs to be rolled, hunted, and decorated every year for nearly 40 years. This year, we're donating an additional 15,000 eggs for Egg Pops, a hard-boiled egg on a pretzel stick dusted with seasoning, as a snack for all attendees. We'll also bring back our interactive Eggs Journey from Farm to Table exhibit on the South Lawn. This exhibit highlights modern egg farming in a fun, hands-on way. Attendees start in the hen house and follow eggs on a journey all the way to their breakfast plates.
Currently, eggs are more popular than ever among Americans for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they're on trend with their appetite for more protein. In fact, egg sales are the highest they've ever been, growing by $1.4 billion to now being $7.3 billion in 2015.
Eggs are as popular as ever, and at 19 cents a piece and 70 calories, one large egg still offers the best nutritional value to be had, especially when it comes to high-quality protein. And with the new dietary guidelines removing the daily cholesterol limits and including them in all healthy eating patterns, people can feel good about including them in their diet.
Easter is an especially important time of year for the egg industry, as the average U.S. household consumed four dozen eggs at Easter in 2015, a 5% increase over 2014. Whether they're dyeing the eggs, eating them, or both, people are continuing to buy more real eggs to celebrate the holiday. In other news, lower retail prices for several foods resulted in a slight decrease in the American Farm Bureau Federation's Spring Picnic Market Basket Survey. The informal survey shows the total cost of 16 food items that can be used to prepare one or more meals was $53.28, down 59 cents or about 1% compared to the survey last year. Of the 16 items surveyed, 10 decreased and 6 increased in average price. According to American Farm Bureau Federation's deputy economist, John Anderson, egg prices are up sharply from first quarter of 2015, a year ago, but are down even more sharply from the third quarter of 2015. This shows the effect of the highly pathogenic avian influenza event last year. Prices on the beef items in the market basket survey, ground chuck and sirloin tip roast, are lower compared with the first quarter of 2015. And dairy product prices also remain relatively low at $4.29 for a 1-pound bag of shredded cheddar cheese. The price is the lowest it's been since the survey in the third quarter of 2012. Through the mid-1970s, farmers received about one-third of consumer retail food expenditures for food eaten at home and away from home on average. Since then, that figure has decreased steadily and is now about 16%, according to the USDA's revised Food Dollar Series. Using the food at home and away from home percentage across the board, the farmer's share of this $53.28 market basket would be about $8.52. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.